Phoenix Audio presents
Stupid Black Men, How to Play the Race Card and Lose by Larry Elder. Read by the author. The greatest challenge we face is the oldest, and in some ways today, the newest. The problem of race. President Clinton said this at his historic so-called race relations speech in 1997. Quote, race plays a part of everything in America, end of quote, says famed O.J. Simpson defense attorney Johnny Cochran. Nonsense. Statements like that would be funny if not so tragic. Americans want safe streets, good schools, and economic opportunity. But safe neighborhoods, especially urban ones, need community support of the police and of the criminal justice system. Good schools place high standards on students, demand homework, and expect parental involvement. Good economic opportunities require a skilled and motivated labor force, a safe location for employees, and a business-friendly environment of low taxes and limited regulation. The civil rights movement properly demanded justice by government. Many of today's so-called black leaders seem incapable of distinguishing between equal rights and equal results. Results stem from hard work, focus, education, and training, and the assumption of the consequences of one's own actions. Yet racism, say, black leaders, with their co-conspiring Democratic Party, remain the real roadblock, the moat, the ditch, the barrier to self-improvement. On today's vital issues of crime, education, and employment opportunities, where does the black leadership stand? Unfortunately, they're usually AWOL, stuck in a time-warped, decades-old, so-called fight against racism, which vacuums up time, energy, and resources.